Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. From Russian Space Web by Anatoly Zak. On August 19th, around 18:35 hours Moscow time, 11:35 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, Roscosmos reported that another orbital maneuver had started at 14:10 Moscow time to transfer the spacecraft. Spacecraft is Luna Glob 25. To transfer the spacecraft to, quote, a pre-landing orbit. But, quote, during the operation, an emergency situation occurred on board, which did not allow the maneuver to be performed with the specific parameters, end quote. According to Roscosmos, the management team was analyzing the situation. Anatol Zak of Russian Space Web joins us to help us understand what happened to 25 and what is to be done. Anatol, a greetings to you. Thank you very much for coming back from Europe so you can explain Luna Glob's crash on the moon. What do we know now after the management team started conference? Good evening to you.
Hello, John, and thank you for inviting me again. Yes, we have a very unfortunate situation with the spacecraft, which was being designed and developed for many, many years, for actually decades. And of course, it's made it all the way to the lunar orbit. And when we were all waiting, when we were going to have descent to the moon, which is kind of challenging operation, and there were a number of failures from different countries which tried to put spacecraft on the surface of the moon. But in this case, we actually didn't make it to that far. And essentially, it was a routine orbit correction where the spacecraft had to come from one orbit, from the initial orbit around the moon, to the orbit which would be pre-landing, the orbit which would put the spacecraft on a path to the landing area. And that's where this maneuver, which was essentially a braking maneuver, which was slowed down the spacecraft so it would go to a higher orbit, to a lower orbit. But for some reason, the engine failed to turn off at the assigned time, and it continued firing. And as a result, this low orbit turned into actually ballistic trajectory of falling into the moon because it slowed down too much. Because it was shut down, but too late. It's actually slowed down the spacecraft too much, and the spacecraft left orbit and fell onto the surface of the moon and obviously was destroyed in the process. So it's very early in the investigation now, but essentially designers and engineers will have to understand what exactly happened. Officially, Roscosmos said that it was an engine failure. But of course, engine is a mechanical part. It's controlled by very complex computers, by the software. So we need to understand essentially what exactly engine failure was and what the role the software and the computers which control the spacecraft, which is much more complex than the engines themselves. So that is yet to be understood.
This is Hotel Mars, a special edition on the Russian return to the moon. Not successful so far, but it is rocket engineering science, and therefore you try again. My colleague and co-host and co-pilot, David Livingston, is here, Dr. Space himself from The Space Show. David, you have a question of Anatol. Thank you.
Sure. Anatoly, are you hearing any chatter about their trying this mission again and how long it would take?
Yeah, it's actually beyond chatter. Roscosmos actually officially made several statements where to the effect that they want to repeat this mission. There were several calls of very influential people within the Russian space program to jumpstart this mission, to fly it again, essentially rebuild the spacecraft and fly it as soon as possible. Roscosmos director general kind of said the same way and Roscosmos made a statement essentially saying that in the year 25 or 26, they could try to launch this mission again. However, there is a caveat again, and it's my personal opinion. I do not believe that this would be possible. It's just if you remember Phobos Grunt, the Phobos sample return mission in 2011, that's the previous Russian attempt to for planetary exploration, there were same kind of calls to immediately learn what was wrong and launch the mission again. And of course, it was 2011. Now in 2023, this mission have never been reflown, and I don't think it will be in the foreseeable future. Same, I tend to think, not 100%, but I believe that it will be too difficult. I think once they start, they saying it now when they say, well, let's learn the lesson and rebuild. But once they start learning the lessons, what most likely is going to happen, they will see we'll have to redesign the computers. And we'll have to go back and maybe even change the hardware design. And that means the computers were designed 15 years ago. They will say there are no parts for this company which produced this particular chips or particular parts of the computer no longer available. So we have to actually design new computer because the one which was on Luna 25 is not available anymore. So you're going back to the drawing board, and that means you have to retest all your technology which you redesigned. So I'm just illustrating how it's usually a domino effect of changes with the unique spacecraft like that. It's not a conveyor belt where you build, you know, locomotives or cars. It's a unique vehicle which was built over 20 years. The contractors are no longer there. Designs are no longer there. All your documentation and all your blueprints are no good anymore. So that's what they're going to face most likely, I think.
There is geopolitics. At least there's rumor of geopolitics. You publish in Russian Space Web a fascinating possibility that the engineers in charge of Luna Glob 25 were urged to beat the Indian spacecraft to the surface of the moon. Both were aiming roughly at the same high latitude of the moon. Is there any substance to this, or is this just the kind of rumor that happens after a disaster? You're blaming human beings, poor decisions, politics.
Yes, at this point, it's only a rumor. There is absolutely no confirmation and there is no evidence, direct evidence. There are no documents. There is no signed letter where they say, well, we have to land there. However, that said, let's put it this way. The fact that Indian spacecraft and the Russian spacecraft ended up in a lunar orbit at the same time is a coincidence. It's like I said, the Luna 25 was been in development for many, many years. And so it's just ended up in this same launch window. So it was very little option for the Roscosmos to launch it during this window or wait for another year. And they did. However, once the spacecraft enters the lunar orbit, then there are several options when to land. So there is a possibility that maybe because the Luna 25 was a few days ahead of the Indian spacecraft, it was probably politically important for Roscosmos maybe to land the spacecraft a few days earlier. So when they already, for example, we have a scenario where they saw some of the issues with the flight control computers, they could probably delay the exact date of the landing, not the mission itself, but the landing on the moon, and spend a few days more in lunar orbit, and then check everything more thoroughly and prepare for this deorbiting maneuver, for the maneuver of the landing on the moon. And that's where maybe there was a pressure for them to land immediately to get ahead of this Indian mission. That's possible. We don't have the documents. We don't have direct evidence or testimony from people who participated in the project yet. But there are rumors on the internet which I think worthy of paying attention to. It's for future historians to actually determine exactly what happened during those critical days.
David, we have about a minute.
Anatoly, are any of the decision makers, especially if they confirm the rumors, are they ever held accountable for what they did? Do they get fired? What happens to them in Russia?
Well, in Russia, they have a saying that very often is the people who are completely unconnected get promoted, and the people who also unrelated get demoted. So we will see. They probably will have some kind of soul searching and some kind of also blame game within the industry to assign for this obviously very high profile politically significant failure. But it doesn't mean at all that it will be the people who are actually responsible who will be punished. However, you know, the history will will probably put, you know, all the kind of pieces in place of the pieces of this historical puzzle, who exactly made what decisions. Of course, it's a leadership of Roscosmos who has ultimate decision. For example, when scientists come to the director general, say, we have an option to land today, or we need to wait for a few days and maybe to do some additional tests and land, you know, a week later. That is a possibility. We just don't know at this point.
Anatoly Zak keeps the Russian Space Web a subscription site I highly recommend, with all the details of not only crashes but successes in the decades to come. David Livingston, Dr. Space of The Space Show. This is Hotel Mars, episode end. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 7/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Maximum initial battery voltage measured without a workload is 20 volts. Nominal voltage is 18.